Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 35. On this week's edition of the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast, not too much video game news, but there's a lot of big announcements in here. I have reviews of Wii Fit and Dr. Mario, both from the Nintendo Wii. I also have a retrovision on the Dr. Mario series, even though it's just pretty much one game. As well as so much other stuff going on with my life, including my first convention, plans for Disney World, and checking out one of the coolest cover bands I've ever seen in my life. If you wish to email me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. And now, let's rock and roll. Hello, PAC members and newcomers. Welcome to another edition of the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast. I'm, of course, am Silverwolf, and a lot of stuff has been going on in my life so far. I'll get to all that in a little bit, but first, let's get on with the video game news. First up, Guitar Hero Metallica has been announced. Activision and everyone behind all the Guitar Hero games. They've been playing a lot of Guitar Hero games that's going to be released, by March 31st, 2009, which include Guitar Hero on Tour, Guitar Hero World Tour, Guitar Hero 4 with the drum set and the vocals, which is going to be very interesting, and also the upcoming Guitar Hero Aerosmith. And pretty much not too much has been, not too much information has been released on this game so far. I have a prediction that it's going to be kind of like what Guitar Hero Aerosmith is. It's all the songs is mostly going to be Metallica and bands that inspire Metallica or have been, or that inspire Metallica or have been inspired by Metallica. And, it's probably going to be the same thing as Guitar Hero Aerosmith. I would still get it because I like Metallica. But so far, the only information I have is just it's probably going to be released early 2009, like probably right around March or end of February, but so far no official release date. Also, a bit of sad news. Tobunobu Itagaki, who's the creator of the Ninja Gaiden series as well as the Dead or Alive series, he recently quit Tecmo due to bonuses that have been unpaid for years, because Tecmo had promised him bonuses after completing games, and he fortunately never received them. So he unfortunately quits Tecmo, and he pretty much has no plans to go back to making games. He said that Ninja Gaiden 2 is going to be his last, and there will be no plans for a Dead or Alive 5. So, it's really sad to see a really, really awesome video game a really good creator go off like that, but it was his decision, and there's pretty much nothing else we can do about it unless he decides to go to another company, which I certainly doubt. So sad day for us all. But despite that, some better news came out. Jack Thompson, how many times I've ran on this guy so much due to his wild accusations on how video games are creating murderers and all this stuff. And he's been going on and filing lawsuits and suing this person and supporting this, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And, the Florida Supreme Court just said, enough. You're done for the next 10 years. That's right. Jack Thompson is facing a 10-year disbarment, meaning that he is not going to be a lawyer for the next 10 years. And probably by the next 10 years, he's probably going to be, close to being at an age where he can retire. So, but in response to this, Jack Thompson actually filed a 14-page, 4,500-word objection to this. And I actually read a little bit of this, and it's pretty much saying that, oh, you're defending the creators, the murderer creators, and blah, blah, blah. It was just nonsense. I'm just glad that this guy is gone for now. And, you know, I just hate it when people, like, when something goes on, like, you know, like some sort, like an act of violence goes on. I hate it when people just blame, you know, just go out there and just blame something like television or movies, blaming the media and all that stuff. It's just such nonsense to just go off and just blame that when there's maybe a few other things you can blame, like maybe the parents of the, like maybe the parents of the child that did the violent act, or maybe the person himself, or some, there has to be something else, or nothing at all. The guy was just, you know, the person who did the violent act was just probably insane. You know, you can't just go off and blame video games or movies or something like that. It's just nonsense. All right, I'm done with that. I ran out of that enough in my life. Next up, some of you are probably familiar with the video game Kane Lynch getting mediocre reviews from from GameSpot, and you know Jeff Gerstmann got fired for it. But this pretty much has nothing to do with the whole Jeff Gerstmann thing. This actually involves an upcoming movie based on this game, and so far Bruce Willis, you know the famous actor who did Die Hard and a lot of other good movies. He's been signed on to play Kane in the upcoming film. But so far there is no other information on who's going to play Lynch or when the movie's going to be released. So far, it's being made, and Bruce Willis has been signed on to play as Kane in the upcoming film. Especially the Xbox 360 and PS3 owners, some of you may be familiar that Star Wars characters will be in Soul Calibur 4. Darth Vader will be in the PS3 version, and Yoda will be in the Xbox 360 version. But along with these Star Wars characters, both versions will also include the Secret Apprentice from the upcoming game Star Wars The Force Unleashed. He will be in both versions of the game, and I don't know if he's going to be a secret character or he's just going to be there right off the bat. And it's pretty interesting that, you know, this is the second time that the creators of Soul Calibur actually included characters outside the Soul Calibur franchise. The first time they actually did was for Soul Calibur 2. That was released for Xbox, PS2, and GameCube. And each game had its own unique character. The GameCube version had Link. The Xbox version had Spawn. And the PS2 version had a character from Tekken. The name just left my head, but you know it's really cool that Soul Calibur that Namco is including these characters in these upcoming games, and especially Star Wars characters, which, you know, I'm actually pretty excited to see Yoda owning Nightmare with a lightsaber. But that's enough of that. That's the geek coming out of me, but you get the idea. But anyway, The Force Unleashed, I think it's kind of like also a promotion for The Force Unleashed, I think, but why not add another character for actual lightsaber-on-lightsaber duels in Soul Calibur? So, if I get an Xbox 360 or a PS3, I'm really looking forward to that. Some of you are familiar with, of course some of you might be familiar with the game BioShock. Well, apparently there's going to be a BioShock movie in the works, and so far the movie is actually going to be directed by Gore Verbinski, who also directed the Fantastic Pirates of the Caribbean film. So, you know, there might be a slight possibility that this might be a really good video game adaptation that we've seen in years, but I don't know. I'm really gonna hold off on any opinions on this, but chances are this movie's gonna be released right like sometime after the release of BioShock 2, and it's probably gonna. So far, there's really no like story to it, but it's probably gonna take place between BioShock 2 and BioShock 3. So but so far I have no other information. I have no idea on the actors or what's going or anything else. So that's pretty much all the information I have on it. Next up, the Age of Conan. Just a couple weeks ago, it reached 400,000 it reached 400,000 sales. But now it has reached over 1 million sales, making this one of the biggest releases in massive multiplayer RPGs, MMO history, next to World of Warcraft. So, it's gonna be kind of strange that there's gonna be a comp that there's actually gonna be a game that can stand up to World of War to the addiction that is World of Warcraft. So, I don't know how this is gonna turn out. So, don't bother asking me. Next up, the Strong Bad game for attractive people, which was supposed to be released this month, but apparently I think there might be a few bugs with it, so it's gonna be pushed till July. But yeah, I'm not too worried about it. It's only a few weeks. It's just a few more weeks, probably to tune it up a little bit. And I'm still really excited for it, and it's gonna be released on both PC and WiiWare. And I think I've said this before that delays make better games most of the time. So, I'm still looking forward to it. Can't wait, and I'll definitely have a very special review on it when it comes out. So, next up, some of you may have already heard that there was an Apple keynote speech not too long ago, and there was this big announcement for the iPhone 3G. Which is pretty much the next iPhone, and Steve Jobs being the guy that he is, he's making a big announcement on this, and it's gonna be released next month and all this stuff. Some of you probably already heard of it, but if not, you can just look it up, and there's bound to be like thousands of YouTube videos, just on that keynote speech. But along with this, he also announced that there's going to be a iPhone apps channel to be available for the iPhone, and along with this, there will be games for the iPhone finally. Yeah, and actual games that most of them will use both either the touchscreen or the tilt sensor. And one of the first games that's going to be released is Super Monkey Ball for, get this, $10. It may be a good price because it's still it's Monkey Ball. It's probably gonna be a big game, but I don't know. I mean, some mobile games are good, some are not that good, and especially for maybe for the iPhone, I don't know. So I'm holding off all judgments, but I just hope that it's probably gonna work with iTouch as well. That's what I'm hoping for because that's what I currently have. So. Here's hoping that it's gonna be available for the iTouch because, not everybody owns an iPhone. Yeah, not everyone owns one. Next up, Leonardo DiCaprio has been signed on to play Nolan Bushnell, one of the heads of one of the original Atari guys, to be he's gonna play Nolan Bushnell in an upcoming biofilm about the birth of Atari and the birth of home console, birth of video games. There's no release date on when this movie's gonna be released, but it actually sounds pretty interesting. Next, the Guitar Hero. Not too long ago, Activision has announced that Guitar Hero On Tour will be both released as a standalone game with the new Guitar Grip peripheral, as well as a bundle. Well, the bundle has just been unveiled, and it's pretty much going to include both the game and a silver and black Nintendo DS with the Guitar Hero logo on it. And it's going to be available on June 22nd here in the United States. For about $180. So if you don't own Nintendo DS, I think this might be one of the better looking ones. If you know, well, I would get it if I don't have a Nintendo DS already, but it actually looks pretty interesting. So it actually looks pretty cool. Other than that, that's about it for the news. So all the news stories came from GameSpot.com, and yeah, so that's pretty much it for the news. But anyway. Let's go on with something else. What I've been doing for the past few days. I've been honestly trying to get some more weekly content coming out, but I've been really busy with summer school and all this stuff, so it's getting kind of inconvenient at this point. But I'm still gonna try to get some weekly content out, like maybe some weekly news, so I don't have like 2 weeks of news to report in one sitting. So, and then also maybe some other small stuff to be released. But anyway, first off, not a couple days ago, I gotta talk about this band. A couple days on Wednesday, just this past Wednesday, I actually went out and seen a band called American English. Now, what this band is, it's actually a Beatles tribute band. And to be honest, I'm not all that big with tribute bands and cover bands. But actually after I listened to these guys, they are actually pretty good. They may not look exactly like the Beatles, but they perform very well. What's really interesting about their show is they have three different sets. The first set they do is the Beatles in their early years, like when they first come to the United States, and they have like their black suits on with a black tie, and they play some of their old songs. Then they go backstage, and they go back on stage as Sgt. Pepper's Lonely House Band. And then they go backstage again and do one more change, which is pretty much the Beatles in their final years before they officially broke up. I still blame Yoko Ono. They go back and they change into, what the Beatles looked like before they broke up. And they perform very well. It's just like listening to the Beatles live again. And I actually met some of the members, and they're really nice guys. They do have really good accents, and they sing very well. And actually bought their CD, and they got their autograph. And they're really nice to, if you want their autograph, they're really nice. They'll autograph your CDs, your T-shirts, even your arm if you wanted. And even the lead singer who played who was Eric, who played Paul, he actually gave me one of his guitar picks, which was pretty cool. So. If you ever want more information on where these guys are going to play next, you can always check out their website at americanenglish.com. I'll have a link to it on the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. And there's a lot of information. There's video, there's audio, you can buy their CD, there's news, and there's a lot of information on the band on this website. So check it out. They are a wonderful Beatles tribute. And it was just a really cool show. It was an outdoor show, but it was just absolutely phenomenal. They had great music. They sound just like the Beatles, and yeah, I would check them out if they're ever in your area. Next up, I recently got my ticket to a convention, and this is gonna be my first convention, so it's gonna be both a scary and a very fun experience at the same time because I'm going with few friends of mine from high school who go to this convention like every year, and it's called Wizard World Chicago, and it's a comic book, game, movie convention. It's pretty much a giant mishmash of comics and games and all that good stuff. It's gonna be in Chicago. I'm gonna be there Saturday, June 28th. It's going to be at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. I just can't wait. I can't wait. I'm actually on the website right now, and there's going to be a lot of various, like, not only is there going to be a lot of exhibitors like Marvel and DC and so many other comic book companies, but there's also going to be a lot of really great guests there in there as well, including Todd McFarlane, who's the creator of Spawn and the founder of Image Comics, various comic creators and artists, and even some very special guests in there as well, including Jeremy Bullock, who played Boba Fett, who I didn't really get a chance to meet when I was at Star Wars Weekends last year, but hopefully I get a chance to meet him this time. Lou Ferrigno, who played the original Incredible Hulk on television. Mick Foley, the WWE superstar, he's going to be there only on Saturday. The Honky Tonk Man, Beth Horn, who plays Venom on American Gladiators, Gail Kim, George Amelsteel, who's also a professional wrestler, Tony Moran, who played Michael Myers in Halloween 1 and 2, and this is a really big event. I'm really surprised. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be my first convention. I'm probably going to be the only guy wearing, just a t-shirt and shorts and surrounded by, and going to be with two other people who are going to be cosplaying. If you don't know what that is, it's kind of like, it's costume play and they, dress costumes in various anime and video games, but you can always look that up. But, it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to take a lot of photos and probably make a photo slideshow of everything that's going on, probably give a report on what happened, and I'm just really looking forward to it. And you can try to find me. I don't really have too many pictures of me anywhere, but if you can email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com, we'll find a place to meet and we'll hang out, we'll talk, and hopefully we'll be able to check out the convention together. And I'll be there early, probably around 8 o'clock or something like that. I'm gonna get there early because I ordered my ticket online. You can still order tickets online. I don't know how fast they're going, and the event is only less than a few short days away. It's only the Saturday after next, so it's gonna be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. But other than that, nothing too much. Like, as I mentioned before, a lot of summer school and a lot of stuff going on. And I've been working out with Wii Fit, which I'm going to review in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. It's time for my review of Wii Fit, one of the more anticipated Nintendo Wii titles, not only because it promotes good health and fitness, but it also comes with the Wii Balance Board, which I have here, right here in my hands. It's actually not that heavy. It's kind of light, but you still kind of need two hands to carry on because it's not that light. And I actually saw a video on the Nintendo channel how this thing works, and it pretty much works a lot like a scale. There are sensors. They're actually very sensitive sensors on each of the four corners of the Wii Balance Board, and detect how much weight is being put on this, and it's actually pretty accurate on how it all works. So it's actually a pretty good peripheral. It's not that light, but it's not too heavy either, so it's easy to carry around, and it's a lot of fun to stand on. And especially with the games that Wii Fit offers and some other a couple other games that are coming out for the Nintendo Wii that's going to use this. But anyway, I just put it down. But anyway, Wii Fit itself is a really, really... I don't really consider it a game. It's more of a tool. And, there's like 40 exercises in four different categories. There's yoga, there's strength training, there's aerobics, and there's also balance games, which help detect your center of balance. When you first start off the game, you do a body test, which is pretty much, it detects your BMI, your weight, and your center of balance. And then after that, it tells you like how much you weigh and what's your BMI rating, and it tells you like how many pounds you want to lose in a certain amount of time. And it does only go so far because Nintendo doesn't want you to go insane and try to lose like 100 pounds in 30 days. So it's not that insane. But it's really understandable. It kind of makes you focus more on working out a lot. Then afterwards, the game actually determines your Wii Fit age by balance tests, as well as your weight, as well as your BMI, your weight, and it's just body tests like balancing and agility and a few other things, and it determines your Wii Fit age. Then after that, you're introduced to just a few simple exercises that you can, warm up with, like deep breathing, the half moon pose, the push-up and side plank, which is absolutely insane to do. Because even though I'm not really good with push-ups, trust me on that. But it starts off slow with only a few games, and then the more you play, the more activities you can do, you can do, and the more repetitions you can have, or the more length of your exercise you can select. It's actually pretty interesting. And you can also see graphs of how well you've been doing every day. And you can even add your own activities, like if you're walking or running or bowling or tennis or any other activity, you can put it into the game, and you can like see how like you know how much activity you've been doing over the past few days. And every day you do a body test, and it actually really works. Like I do like about a half hour to, I say an hour, depending on how energetic I am on the Wii Fit, and I actually lost weight, no joke. Along with like some walking and some healthy eating, I actually lost weight. So far, I have lost about, I say about 5 pounds. I lost f 5 pounds in about 20 days. But note, I've gained a couple that I lost, and it's kind of different. But I actually lost weight with this, and it's actually pretty cool. So, it's a pretty interesting tool, and I highly recommend it. When it comes to stuff like graphics and sound, they're pretty simple. I mean, the music is all right for the type of game that you're playing. The graphics are good. There's a train the train The trainers actually have pretty good voices, and it's for those who ask, but they're pretty good for this game. The controls with the Wii Balance Board, it's actually pretty sensitive, so you gotta be careful what you do. And actually, some exercises don't really require the balance board. Some of them just require like just the Wii Remote or Wii Remote and Nunchuck or all three combined. So that's pretty interesting. Can you cheat? It is possible, but why would you? Why would you cheat for something like this? The overall it and with the anyway to the overall fun factor, this game's it, well, Wii Fit is actually pretty fun. I mean, I've never like I tried working out a few times, and like the only time it actually makes exercise is actually fun, it's either like I'm listening to like something on my iPod, or I'm just watching TV. I mean, it's not like sometimes exercise is not really all that fun. I mean, it could be fun, but let's be honest, it's not 100% fun. But it's a Wii Fit actually makes exercising a lot of fun. Your Mii can get integrate is integrated integrated into the game, and depending on your BMI, your Mii could be like really skinny or just really fat. So it's pretty funny how that works. But still, it's really interesting, and there's even a Wii Fit channel in this game as well, where when you download the Wii Fit channel, you can do the body test without inserting the game disc, and you can also check up on your progress without inserting the game disc. So it's a really useful channel, and I recommend installing it. And it doesn't really take too much space either. So I would download it when you get Wii Fit. The only problem, I don't really have too many problems with this. It's just that I wish there may be, you know, a few more Wii Fit exercises, or, you know, the trainers are not too lenient, because sometimes I feel like this game's being a little too generous when it comes to encouraging you, or, you know, telling you what to do. I think the game's just a little too generous. And also, I wish you can set up your own exercise program, because it's really hard to determine what you need to do. Like, if you just want to lose, like, you know, lose body fat, the game doesn't really tell you what exercises you need to do unless, like, you do one exercises, and it gives you a list of other exercises you can do to, like, you know, tone the arms, tone the abs, lose body fat, and all that stuff. I wish the game can set up your own program. Like, you know, you can have it set to, I just want to lose weight, or I want to tone this part of my body, you know, that kind of stuff. I wish Wii Fit has that. But, you know, overall, this is actually a pretty fun tool. The price is right, which is about $90, which is $40 for the game, and maybe $50 for the game and $40 for the peripheral, because it kind of does look like it's $40. And also, the other downside, for those who are a bit heavy, the balance board does not go. If you weigh over 330 pounds, the Wii balance board will not support you. That's how it works. So it's not really, like, you know, for the heavier people. No offense, but overall, it's still a really fun game. It's a good tool, and you can really lose weight with it. But, you know, I also encourage you to, you know, eat right, do some other exercises, do other activities, and, you know, just be a little more active. It's a good tool to help you out. Overall, it's a really fun game. I really enjoy it. I enjoy using it every day. I give this game an 8 out of 10. I still recommend it, but, you know, I wish there could be just a little bit more, and, you know, maybe it could be a little bit better, but still, I highly recommend it. It's a great tool, and I would go on and get it if you want to, you know, get fit. Plus, it also has some really good fitness tips as well, so I recommend it. 8 out of 10. There you go. And finally, this is just something new that's on the WiiWare. It's Dr. Mario Online Prescription. This is actually kind of I don't know if we call this a sequel or a remake of the original Dr. Mario game that we'll talk about in a little bit. The WiiWare Dr. Mario game has, unlike the first game, which only has, you know, the original Dr. Mario game with two player, but this game also has a few extra modes. For example, there's something called Virus Buster, which uses the Wii remote, and a pill or two or three pills will fall down, and you grab them with the Wii remote, and you drag them to the bottom, and you control where they go. And even the parts that split up, even the when the pill splits apart, you can even control the parts that, you can even control the little parts that split apart from the original pill, and you can move those around too. But you can't move up, so it's a bit of a challenge that way. But still, I like Virus Buster. It's pretty fun. It has great music, and, you know, your Miis are running after the viruses, trying to attack them, and it's pretty cool. I like it. The original Dr. Mario game, it's pretty much the same game as the original game, where you match up for the same color, and, you know, either the pill or the virus, you know, gets destroyed, and you get to see them squirm in the bottom left-hand corner. But, You know, it's still pretty much the same game. You can play against two players. Yeah, you can play against two players. There's online matches where you can play against someone online. There's flash mode where you're supposed to destroy only the who can destroy the flashing viruses first. But other than that, that's pretty much it. The graphics are all right. The music is the same music. It's pretty much the same music, but it's kind of remixed a little bit, but it's still pretty good. The controls, they're really simple, just like what it was in the old days. And it's still a lot of fun even after almost 20 years since the last game since the last actually I think almost like how I say about yeah almost 10 years, not 20, 10 almost last 10 years since the game originally came out for the Nintendo and the Game Boy. And you know, I wish they still could add a little bit more, like maybe four player matches, or you know, a better online mode, because you still need a friend code to play against a friend. You can still play anyone, and you know, it's pretty quick, it doesn't lag, it's still pretty cool. And you know, overall I find it's enjoyable. I think this is a good WiiWare title to keep on the to keep on your Wii. So when it comes to downloads, I don't really give out scores, I give out recommendations, and I'll recommend this. I highly recommend it. I wish they could add more, but you know, it's a puzzle game. I mean, you can't really add too much to a puzzle game unless you want to add a story, but that's for a game like Dr. Mario, it's kind of you know, it's kind of weird. But still, I recommend Dr. Mario. I would also give that an 8. So it's still pretty fun. It's even though it's still pretty much the same game, it's still a lot of fun to play. I mean, you can't go wrong with Dr. Mario. But anyway, let's move on to the final segment, which is the Retrovision. And since I just talked about Dr. Mario, why don't we continue to talk about Dr. Mario? I never really played this. I had played this on the Nintendo, but I mostly remember it as a Game Boy title as a kid. And you know, it's so much fun playing Dr. Mario. I mean, it's kind of like Tetris, but you destroy these little viruses, and I kind of like them when they're dancing, like dancing around the left-hand corner, and when you defeat one, they go, and once one of each color is all gone, they disappear, which is, you know, which is pretty much a sight to see if, you know, especially if you're a kid and, you know, you say, oh yes, I defeated a virus, yay. But you know, it's a lot of fun, and I definitely remember the music. The music is absolutely amazing. You know, I really enjoy the music, and it's such a fun game. I'm really glad they actually brought it on the Wii. It's been a while since I played Dr. Mario on the Game Boy. You know what? And also, it's been a while since I played it, and you know, I might need to play it again. Yeah, after the show, I'm gonna start playing it. So, but you know, I remember playing this with my brothers, and you know, we always have a lot of fun with it. And you know, like I said, I'm really glad that they remember Dr. Mario and it's on the Nintendo Wii. But anyway, also I forgot one other thing. No matter where you play Dr. Mario, it's addictive. And right now I just have an urge to play it again, so I'm just gonna stop the show right here. I hope you all enjoyed this week's edition of the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast. Next time, I'll probably have a review of the new game LEGO Indiana Jones: The Original Adventures for the Nintendo Wii. And other than that, I don't know what's going to come up. And also, keep these feeds up to date, because you may never know when I might throw something in. So, jeez, where's that Mario game? Anyway, if you want more information and links from the show, you can check out the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. Support the show. Tell your friends about it. Support me on iTunes. And don't forget to email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. Give me questions. Give me reviews. Give me whatever you want. I'm up for anything. So, must play Dr. Mark. I gotta go. Rock on. All right, let's do this. Come on. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. You can do it, Mario. Hey. Dr. Mario is so addicting. Hey. Ah! Messed up. Don't land there. Oh. Ah. Must get rid of viruses. Woo! Must. There you go. Yeah. There you go. One more. Woohoo! Oh, there's more of it, huh? Come on, bring it!